As the Black Riders rode away westward, Gandalf found on the plains of Rohan a horse suited to his needs. A horse that might have been foaled in the morning of the world. Light was his footfall, and swift as the flowing wind was he. By day his coat glistened like silver, and by night it was like a shade, so that he passed unseen. Shadowfax, they called him. Never before had any man mounted him, but Gandalf took him and tamed him, and swiftly he bore Gandalf north.
On, Shadowfax, we must hasten. Time is short.
So Gandalf rode north on Shadowfax, while in the Shire, Frodo, not knowing what had delayed his friend, decided he would wait no longer.
Well, Merry, is everything ready?
Yes. 2 cartloads yesterday, full to overflowing, and now another one.
I'm beginning to wonder if your new home will be big enough.
Well, I've sold everything I could bear parting with to Lobelia, but some things I just had to take to remind me of Bag End and Bilbo.
Well, I'd best be off. If I leave now, I can get to Crick Hollow and warm the house before you arrive. That's if you're quite sure you want to walk rather than go by cart.
Quite sure.
Then I'll see you the day after tomorrow. If you don't go to sleep on the way.
I'll try not to.
I'll tell you one thing, Frodo. You had better settle when you get back to Buckland, because I, for one, am not helping you to move back again.
What on earth makes you think Lobelia would ever sell Bag End back to me?
Oh, she might. At a profit. Farewell, Frodo. And good walking.
Poor Merry. What will you say when you learn the truth about all this?
As the sun went down, Frodo, Pippin and Sam sat in the kitchen at Bag End.
Our last meal at Bag End.
Sam and I will wash up if you want to have a last look round.
Thank you, Pippin, but I think we'll leave the washing up for Lobelia. I've already taken a last look round. Everywhere looks so sad and gloomy and dishevelled. So, we might as well start.
Our packs are already in the porch, Mr. Frodo.
Well done, Sam.
It looks as though it's going to be a fine night.
Well, that's good for a beginning. I wish I knew what was delaying Gandalf. Anyway, I must start and he must follow.
Well, goodbye, dear old Bag End. Well, then, we're off at last. Well,
haven't you got a song for the occasion, Frodo?
Yes, there's one that might suit. Up on the hearth?
Yes.
Upon the hearth, the fire is red. Beneath the roof, there is a bed. But not yet weary are our feet. Still round the corner we may meet. A sudden tree or standing stone that none have seen but we alone. Tree and flower and leaf and grass, let them pass, oh let them pass.
The hobbits had scarcely gone when a dark and sinister hooded rider rode up Bagshot Row and arrived at Gaffer Gamgee's home.
Yes? Who's there? Who is it? What do you want at this time of night?
Baggins. I'm looking for Baggins. Where is Baggins?
What's Mr. Baggins' business to do with you?
A friend of his is looking for him.
Well, you don't look like any friend of Mr. Baggins' as I've ever seen.
Answer my question. Where is Baggins? There's no one at his house. Why?
Well, for a good reason. Mr. Baggins has gone away.
Where did Baggins go?
That ain't no secret. He's moved to Crick Hollow or some such place, away down yonder.
Is it far?
Yes, it is a tidy way. I've never been so far myself. They're queer folk down there.
If you see him, you'll give him a message from me.
I'm not taking no orders from you nor no one. Not even if you are a friend of Mr. Baggins, which I doubt. Now, good night to you.
After they'd been walking for about 3 hours, Frodo, Pippin and Sam made camp in the deep resin-scented darkness of a patch of fir wood. Night passed, and the morning came, pale and clammy.
Oh. Oh. Walking for pleasure. Oh, why didn't I go by cart with Mary? My neck's stiff and I feel as though I put a hole in my back. And all my beautiful feather beds sold to the Sackville Bagginses. Oh, these tree roots would do them good. Wake up, hobbits. It's a beautiful morning.
Oh, what's beautiful about it? Sam, get breakfast ready for 9:30. Have you got the bathwater hot?
No, sir.
It's all right, Sam. Huh? Mr. Pippin is pulling your leg. Come on, Pippin, up you get. You can help Sam get breakfast, and then we must get started.